Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
We'll see every Thursday at noon, right here on the information and cultural beacon of the Four Corners, KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico.
KSJE is supported by the 28th Annual Durango Bluegrass Meltdown, April 19th, 20th, and 21st in Durango, Colorado. This year, the Meltdown features Missy Raines in Allegheny, Seth Mulder in Midnight Run, East Nash Grass, and Damn Tall Buildings. Tickets and passes are available at Animus Trading Company and online. Find out more at DurangoMeltdown.com. The 28th Annual Durango Bluegrass Meltdown, April 19th through the 21st.
Ten minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Tuesday morning, the second day of April, 2024. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM, over the air, of course, here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, we broadcast at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet and want to tune us in, just go to our website to listen. That's ksje.com. We also want to welcome our viewers this morning who are joining us. The video of this program is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page and also to our YouTube channel. So welcome aboard, everybody. I am so glad that you are with us, because coming up, it is our monthly commitment to the San Juan Health Council, and representing the House Health Council this month is 100% San Juan County Initiative. They have a big meeting coming up to kind of explain all of their projects and programs and goals for our community. So we'll talk with Kathy Price about that in the next few moments right here on KSJE this morning. Then, of course, later on this hour, 8:50 a.m., we'll be checking in with Amber Francisco over at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She will be here to talk to us a little bit about the pets that are available for adoption this week, and we'll learn more about them today at 8:50 a.m. right here on KSJE Radio, and of course on our YouTube and Facebook page as well. Mick Hess is standing by. He'll take us roving with the arts, our weekday classical music program, beginning after the news at 9:06 this morning. And we remind you that you can also connect with us on X, which is formerly known as Twitter, or Instagram, in addition to Facebook and YouTube. And if you're a podcast person, you can subscribe for free and find KSJE podcasts wherever you're probably already listening to podcasts, places like iTunes and Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio podcasts, and more. Maybe discover a new local program that you may have missed recently. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is sunny this morning, 33 degrees at the moment. Things are looking pretty good for a mostly sunny day today, 55 for a high in Farmington. Clear skies overnight with a low near 35 tomorrow. Mostly sunny once again and warmer on Wednesday with a high of 63. Maybe hitting 68 degrees with sunshine by Thursday, but then take a look. More windy weather coming in on Friday with a low of 65, and then again maybe some rain or snow showers Friday night into Saturday with a high on Saturday only reaching 40 degrees. I need to have a talk with that groundhog before things get too out of hand here. We'll be back with my guest and more right after this on KSJE.
KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The caregivers of San Juan Regional Medical Center are committed to bettering the quality of life, health, and care of individuals, families, and our communities. Life is their sacred trust. Better is their mission. Here is their home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, improving the health of the Four Corners since 1910. KSJE is supported by the University of Denver Graduate School of Social Work Four Corners Program. The University of Denver offers a Master's of Social Work degree in the Four Corners community. Applications for the 2024-2026 cohort is now open. Classes are taught Fridays and Saturdays in Durango. Find out more. Email janelle.doughty, D-O-U-G-H-T-Y, at du.edu or du.edu/socialwork/Four Corners.
And back in Studio A this morning with my guest, as I mentioned, representing a portion of the San Juan Health Council, because this is the program that we do that every month. Kathy Price is back with me, of course, representing 100% San Juan County Initiative. Kathy, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be here.
Good to have you here. And, of course, you are all about early child care and all of that big, extensive background that you have. And now you are working with this other group, too, of which early childhood is part of their initiatives, is it not?
You bet. It's because I'm the regional child care coordinator that when you talk to parents, you find out there's just not one problem. If they have child care issues, possibly they have transportation issues. They have other needs. Maybe they have housing issues. Maybe they need job training. There's lots of different things. So I started looking around because we know we've got to work with kids young, especially if they have adverse childhood experiences. And so what pops up as a very elegant but simple solution through 100% New Mexico.
Very good. And that has kind of morphed into 100% San Juan County to really focus on the unique problems, I should say challenges, of San Juan County, correct?
Exactly. Because we really have to start from the boots and the grounds up. We just can't have somebody from the top telling us what to do because we're very unique up here in the Four Corners. We are totally different than down in Las Cruces or down in Santa Fe or anywhere else. So we've got the people which have wonderful skills, and so we can solve our own problems. And we've got some severe problems.
Right. And it's not necessarily a one-size-fits-all solution, and that is kind of what this 100% initiative is kind of talking about in all of the communities where they locate, correct?
Exactly. There, it's really getting started in about 17 counties and statewide, and it all comes from the Anna Age 8 Institute down at NMSU, and it started 5 years ago with the book Anna Age 8 about how a child slips through the cracks in our system through child welfare and different services and ended up being kicked to death. And that really, you know, that's unacceptable. And so there are people banding together and say, we've got to change what we've been doing. And I've been in the service industry in San Juan County for over 40 years.
I don't believe you at all.
Yeah, let's not talk time.
I don't believe you at all.
But anyways, people work really, really hard, but in silos. And it's just a little bit, it helps, but it doesn't make systemic change. And that's what we're after now is, this is not a short, you know, 6-month project or 2-year project. This is a long-term project because we've got to make that systemic change.
Right. And you're right when you mentioned that many times these families, these parents are having maybe multiple struggles, right, when it comes to not just child care, but as you mentioned, maybe it's health care. Maybe it's where we're going to live next month. Maybe it's how do we get the car out of the shop? How do we pay that mechanics bill? Lots of different challenges and struggles that really can impede a family.
Well, and we find out there's actually 10, we call them 10 vital sectors or services that a family needs. They need 5 to survive. And you mentioned medical care, dental care, behavioral health care, food and housing and transportation. And then to thrive, you need parent support, you need early childhood care, you need youth mentorship, you need job training. So there's 10 vital sectors that we feel if a family has that, then 100% of the families in our county can have a much better life.
Right. But I guess if just one of those is impacted negatively, that really throws things off course, or could.
Oh, exactly. And we call those adverse childhood experiences that happen to young children often. And there's 10 of them. Emotional abuse, physical abuse, things like that. Not having a house, different things like that. And if a child has 4 or more, the odds of them going into drug abuse, it just rises. And so we've got to stop that.
Right. And I guess other things too, right? Like staying in school, going to school, learning in school, if they didn't get a breakfast or what. I mean, we see a lot of programs in schools that are trying to help some of these things too.
Oh, definitely. And schools are really reaching out because they realize there's a lot of community schools in San Juan County now because they realize that attendance is a big problem in our region and just not in our region, nationwide. But how do we get those kids to come to school? They need to have that sense of belonging. So it's those relationships that you have to build. And every district in our county is making strides. They all look a little bit different, but they're really making strides in realizing the importance of that.
Right. Very true. Kathy Price is my guest this morning. And to address some of these things, you all, the 100% San Juan County Initiative, have put together a meeting. It's probably more than just a meeting.
Well, we call it a summit.
Thank you. This is our second summit
because we're really just finishing our first year and kind of going into our second year in this project as a formal project, you might say. And so on Friday, April 26th, we have a free,
right,
with lunch provided, summit where we can take 100 people. And we have about, as when I looked last night, we still have about 20 slots open.
Okay.
So if somebody wants to sign up and come and see what this is all about, please do so. There's the link right there. You can use your phone and scan it. You can also go to our website, and the registration is on there. You register, we'll get you an email and tell you more details, but it starts at about 8:30 in the morning. We have the keynote speaker, Catherine Ortega Courtney, who's going to come up from Santa Fe, will be our keynote. But the big news that we're going to release that day is the results of our San Juan County survey that took 18 months, and we thought we had it finished, but we're working with a group, evaluation group out of NMSU, and they said, well, you had too many white people from Aztec answering it.
Oh,
so
okay,
let's get a little bit more diverse. So we went back out for another 3 months, and we really went countywide. So we went to Sheep Springs. We went down to Ngezi. We went really countywide and to all the outlying areas to try to get more input. And then they're saying, yes, now your data is very valid.
And that was because they were comparing it maybe to the ethnic and makeup,
yes,
of the county, and wanted,
yes,
it to really mirror what the county represents, what
and
people
that's what
living
a good
here
evaluation does.
Yes,
a good survey. So you know that, hey, yeah, this is good. And so we looked at the barriers to service that people are getting. You know, yes, we have a hospital here and we have healthcare here, but do you have access to it? And if not, why? And so that's the data we're going to release. And then we put it in a really nice, easy-to-read graphic format. And so, you know, if you're going, oh, I'm not a math person, I can't look at all those charts and things like that, I guarantee you, you'll be pleased with this information.
Okay. Oh, very good. And it sounds like that books you on another future show. To talk about
probably
it.
Probably so.
To talk about it.
To talk about it.
Right.
Bet.
I hope
you
you'll
go.
Come back. That would be great. But a lot of good data, and the idea behind 100% San Juan County Initiative is to kind of talk about these kind of status quo things and how to change that or how to improve that.
Right. And we've got two big initiatives, two big goals that we're really working on for the next year or so. And one of those is to have a one-stop family center with hubs. Kind of think of about a spoke and hubs coming out where people can come in, they'd meet a navigator, and the navigator would have a little interview. Well, what do they need? Do they need medical care? Do they need transportation? Perhaps they need something for their teen to do. And so that navigator would be trained in all these different sectors, and rather than say, oh, we can't help you, you got to go over there and they're not open when you're working and sorry, nothing we can do. That we want that to be a thing of the past. This time we want anybody to come in and say, what do you need? Whether it be a veteran, whether it be a single mom, whether it be somebody even just passing through and saying, hey, my car broke down and I'm stuck here for a couple of months. What can, you know? And so that navigator would help this person navigate the systems that they need.
Right. And so that is kind of what we see on the screen right now, I believe, which is this Presbyterian Medical Services project.
Yes, they are definitely on board, and we are working closely with them because we need some big funding to make it sustainable. And so we are working with their grant writers. We are working with other organizations locally and nationally to say, hey, how can this happen? And what's really cool is people are now starting to call us, like even the DOH and people from the state and other foundations are contacting us and say, how can we help?
Right.
So, and hopefully there'll be good news released also on this Friday, April 26th.
Okay, very good. That is the date of your summit.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is free once again for folks. Kind of, I would, you know, 3/4 of a day, not a full day. 8:30 to 2.
Yeah, 8:30 to 2:30. But we're gonna also, you know, and I know you're really involved in the arts, and again, I think I've spoken on this show before about a mural project we've done in Farmington and in Aztec. Well, this time we're bringing music into that day. So we're going to have some jazz playing. And what's really kind of cool also that ties into San Juan College is we're having a presentation on digital well-being and how that ties into job training and working with kids that might not have made it in the school system. They might be young adults. They might be somebody saying, you know, traditional school just wasn't for me. What else can I do? But they also know that they need the skills. And then we work with a family literacy program. So there's all kinds of different options out there. And that's what we're doing. Our job is not to replicate for 100%. We're not here to, you know, to say, oh, you're not doing it, we're going to do it for you. No, we're here to align, amplify, and advocate what's already happening out there.
Got you. And I wanted to go back and ask a little bit about this project of this kind of one-stop shop center, whatever we're going to call it.
Family center, health center. Yeah, right. We haven't nailed down the name exactly.
But I know that, you know, the county has been very instrumental in getting this mental wellness resource center up and running. And so would this be kind of an expansion of something like that?
Oh, you bet. In fact, you know, several of the people that are working on that are also in the 100% project, because we have about a team of 10 people, each in the different sectors, because I'm not an expert, for example, on job training, where early childhood might be my area of expertise, maybe another area isn't. So that's why we have to bring people. And it's a group that kind of people come and go as their life allows that to be. But the one center I think is going to be really important, where we have, like, envision a van going out regularly that might have some vaccination clinics. It might have food boxes, but it goes to the people that might not have the transportation. But also on board are these navigators that are trained in everything, rather than, oh, all I do is give shots. I don't know anything else.
Right.
You know, we need to be really, we're looking at the whole person.
Got you. And that is what sounds so exciting to me, because we know we live in such a vast county, a county the size of the state of Connecticut, and there are people that are at those fringes and maybe can't get into Farmington, where a lot of services are provided, let's be, you know, correct, but it's hard for folks to maybe get back and forth to access some of these services.
Well, and talking about how many services, we have a family service directory that's available in your phone on the palm of your hand. It's not a thick PDF guide. We have over 300 services available here in San Juan County in those 10 areas. So if you go to our website again, and 100nm.org/San Juan, and you click services, you will go to our county, our sites, and you can search for what you need.
Got it.
And we're continually updating that. We have a wonderful person in Lynn Spence who keeps that updated regularly. So today, for example, there's a networking event at the Civic Center, I think
okay.
it is.
Right.
And so we're going to be there, and we'll be saying, hey, have you checked your listing? Is it up to date? Have your hours changed? Because we know if you're working a night shift, but the only time you can, and you've got to sleep during the day, and you can't get, when are you going to get your food boxes if you need that or something?
You're asleep 8 to 5.
Yeah.
You know, and that doesn't work for everybody. Uh-huh. So we get that. Very, very true. Very true. You mentioned this survey, of course, and the results will be released at the summit as well. And this survey's been, you've been collecting data now for how long?
About 18 months.
Okay,
after
year and
COVID.
A half.
It started after COVID because we wanted to see, you know, there's a lot of data in San Juan County that took place in 2020, 2019. And then there's some other data that, like, the hospital's done and stuff, but those very narrow. So we wanted a broader sense. And we wanted to really know, yes, there's a lot of access, but why do you say you can't get it? Do you think childcare is too expensive? And that's what blew me away, because right here in San Juan County, a family of four that makes $120,000 or less a year gets free childcare. That's free, F-R-E-E, no tax also. And that was a big change this year.
Okay.
Before, you might get it free, but you still had to pay tax. And it took 15 years of going through the political channels to get that change. And that's a big boon to families and to the child care providers locally.
Right. Very interesting. And that's been a big push, I think, I've seen at the state level, right? The state legislature, when we talk about early childhood and trying to get more benefits to families for child care and early childhood education, all those things that you live, breathe, and eat, I think, on a regular basis, Kathy
well,
Price.
We are actually one of the best in the nation now in New Mexico to really support that. We have a new, it's not the public education department anymore in charge of this or CYFD, it's the early Early Childhood Education and Care Department.
Cabinet level department.
And there's a lot of money. And even though the COVID funds are drying up, there's also now an Early Childhood Trust Fund, because we are investing in the future of our children. We're expanding pre-K, even more slots, 1,300 more slots this year. And that's split between private and public. So parents have a choice where you want to send your kids. And parents say, well, number one is location. Is it close to where I live or where I work? Number two is how much is it going to cost me? And the times. Uh-oh, I work a night shift. I can't pick my kid up until whatever. What am I going to do? And if you don't have family around, you need support.
Right, right. But the big changes, though, from the state level to support these types of things that we are talking about in our state. And I think this kind of does dovetail into the 100% initiative, right, of what we've been discussing too this morning.
And people say, well, why are you doing this? Well, you're supposed to be retired, right? I said, no, I'm rewired. But we've got to make systemic change. And yes, I have worked in these programs for decades, and I've seen others work, and people are working really hard, but the needle's not moving. How can we move that needle? And 100% working together, I think, and really focusing on that collaboration is the way to do it.
Very good. And with the summit, who would you suggest maybe think about attending, Kathy Price? I mean, I know there's probably some that are the top of the mind, those in the industry maybe, childcare and things like that. But who else maybe for those final 20 spots? There's not very many left.
Well, if you have an interest in politics,
okay.
I say you ought to be here. Number one, you can see who the movers and shakers in the community are. Number two, you can also learn about something that maybe you don't know a whole lot about community schools, or maybe you don't know a whole lot about early childhood, or you're curious about the survey. How can you reach? Because if you're, you know, a politician in the county, you know, you're elected to serve us all. Okay, so you better learn a little bit about that all, and what better spot than this? Here, we're all there.
Right, and it's free.
And it's free, and we have great lunch by Farmington Schools. It's in the school board room. So at 100, that's the limit of the room. That's when we cut it off.
Okay.
And it's going to be a great morning. We also have $25 Walmart gift cards to give out to people who help us with a dual language survey. So there's going to be lots of little extra goodies and some cool art things created by Inspire Heart from Aztec. So we're incorporating the arts and music and 10 different sectors, and there's going to be people there from all sectors. So we welcome anyone.
Okay. All right. Very good. Again, the date of the summit, Friday, April 26th, 8:30 to 2 p.m. at, as you mentioned, the Farmington Municipal Schools Boardroom. That is at their relatively new location at 3401 East 30th Street. Mm-hmm. And that is the building that is shared by San Juan College and Farmington Schools. But pretty easy to find the boardroom. It's just inside the front door, as I recall.
On the bottom floor. Workforce Solution
floor.
Is on the second floor.
Right.
You can come in straight. And then the third floor is Farmington Schools. But we're on the bottom floor.
Exactly. So that's where you can find it. A lot of folks have been putting in a lot of work to put this together. I imagine you've done a little bit.
Myself, Carrie Olson with PMS is our coordinator. Tina Pacheco-White with First Tee is also working on it. But it's a team project. Aaron Gokel with Farmington Schools is involved. We're all involved.
Right. And the idea and the hope then from the day after the summit would be what? A lot more understanding in the community about what 100% Initiative is trying to do?
Well, and again, this is just not a pie in the sky. This is we've got a plan. Okay, there's seven steps basically that 100% looks at, and one of them is that survey. But then we've got to take that survey and, okay, we've got it, now what?
Right.
What kind of action plans can each of them do? And you mentioned earlier how the mental health is really, yes, there's a lot of behavioral health issues in our county. But by working with that center and integrating that with the hub and spoke, you're going to reach more people, and it's going to make that program even stronger. So our job is not to replicate what they're doing, but to strengthen what they're doing.
Right. And I think I've heard that there are folks with the county and the city and maybe the other cities in the community who are wanting to work with 100% with what you are talking about and what you are doing.
Let's hope so. We're nonpartisan. We hope we're nonpolitical, but we all are pro people. For 100, just not some people, but every person that happens to walk by. We all have different times in our life when we have different needs also.
Right.
So we've got to realize that.
True. And when you talk about 100% San Juan County, you've got to include, of course, the Navajo Nation. A big portion of the county is the Navajo Nation. They are part of this or will be a part of this?
Oh, yeah. And what we're trying to do when we have community meetings, just like last week, we met out at San Juan College West in Kirtland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And before that, we were in Aztec. So we're trying to move our, about once a quarter or so, we have little community gatherings for an hour. Because like this last time, we really looked closely, what are ACEs? What do you mean by ACEs? These adverse childhood experiences. And so what if you were hungry as a kid? How is that going to impact you as an adult? And so we look at that, and then what can we do? And who can do it? Who needs to be at the table?
Right.
And that's what we're trying to do, is invite everybody to the table.
Very good. Very good. And there are some things I would think that the tribe can do maybe easier than maybe entities that are off the reservation can do.
You bet, because it's all based on relationships. And so when somebody feels comfortable with the culture and with somebody who speaks their language, you then up the odds of being able to make a difference in someone's life. For example, home visiting. You don't want someone coming into your home who, kind of treats you like, oh, what do you have here? And, oh, yeah, no, I didn't get to clean that or something like that. So that's really, really crucial. But it's also very important that parents get a good start on parenting. There's no classes to go to before you become a parent. And it's a challenging time of your life.
Babies really do need a care and maintenance label on them when they are born.
Oh, yes.
That would really help out a lot of things, but that's not going to happen anytime soon. That is for sure. And so, again, to talk about the keynote speaker, mm-hmm. we mentioned her earlier, just a little bit more about her. She is with the 100% organization.
She and Dominic Capello are the co-founders of 100% New Mexico, and they used to work for CYFD. Now, they weren't out in the field. They were the data analysts down in the basement in Santa Fe. And they saw this, and they said, this cannot happen. They saw the dysfunction, how kids were falling through the crack. They said, we just can't do this. So they wrote a book together, Anna H. 8, and they said, we've got to do something. So they teamed up with some people, and they got some legislative funding. Bill Soles down in Las Cruces helped them get some state funding. They first then tried to find a home at Northern New Mexico College that wasn't a good fit statewide. So then finally, NMSU created the Anna H. 8 Institute. And now the Community Foundation of Southern New Mexico is the fiscal agent, all mm-hmm. nonprofit funds. It's and very transparent. Right when we first started, it was kind of like an all-volunteer. Now we get a little bit of seed money. But to go after the big, long, sustainable money, we've got to get buy-in from the county.
Right.
And that's what we're doing now, is trying to build that buy-in, because probably less than 1% of our county even has heard about us.
Well, and yes, but hopefully after this show, maybe at 2%, right?
Maybe.
But a little bit more. But I'm remembering a show that you and I did about the Anna H. 8 Foundation. Mm-hmm. I think we had a guest from Las Cruces, right, who appeared mm-hmm. with us. So I think if folks would like to learn more, they can search on our YouTube page or Facebook page and see that show.
Well, and you can get the book also for
you could,
free,
of course.
Anna H. 8. And now there's a new book out. It's called David Age 14. What happens when David, who goes through the system, either gets some services or not, or their patchwork, what happens? And then they've also come out with a book called 100% Community, because you know what's really cool? Other states are starting to say, what are you guys doing? We had people from Alaska coming and say, is this a model that we can take somewhere else? Because guess what? Nobody else in the United States is doing this. But why not? Why can't we work together? Think of those gears. If you just had one gear working really hard, spinning, it doesn't move. But if they happen to grab onto another gear, more happens. And another gear, and you think of 10 of them, then really systemic change can happen.
And that's
what we need.
That's the idea. And that seed money, I guess, also helped to pay for this study that you'll be presenting and getting this out.
The summit, the free lunch.
Right. Well, there you go. But my point, too, being is that all of these decisions now in the future are going to be based on this data that you've collected from this survey. They're all mm-hmm. going to be data-driven,
I guess,
decisions.
And we're going to share it with the sector. So we're going to share the medical and dental We're going to share the behavioral health with the TOTA program. We're going to share the early childhood with the Early Childhood Coalition, because we have a strong Early Childhood Coalition with the, have you met Celise Gathing? She's the new coordinator right here in the county, because I'm kind of regional. So.
Right. Wonderful. Well, there's a lot going on, and you have a hand in a lot of these things, Kathy Price, and we're glad that you do, because you come and tell us all about them. So thank you for coming in to visit with me a little bit about this great summit that's coming up in just a few weeks.
Well, I hope you can come. I don't know what you're doing that Friday, but we'd love to have you.
Okay, there you go. It's just a few weeks away. It is the 100% initiative for San Juan County, the summit on Friday, April 26th, 8:30 to 2 p.m. at the Farmington Municipal Schools Boardroom, 3401 East 30th Street. Free. Can't say that enough. And it sounds like lots of good information, and maybe for some people some eye-opening information about our community.
Well, we want people to be learners their whole life. I'm an educator at heart. And so when you stop learning, then that's when you kind of start aging, you might say. But let's redefine the vision, and let's get 100% what they need in San Juan County.
Very true. Kathy Price, your enthusiasm is infectious, and you are ageless. So thank you for coming
well,
in this
you.
Morning. Good to see you. Kathy Price, my guest this morning here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.